What got me interested in oceanography and coastal oceanography is a story about physics in the 1970s. I was a physics major in college and graduated about 1970. And I knew I wanted to go to grad school, and I knew I wanted to be a scientist. But physics in those days meant looking at 10,000 cloud chamber photographs and trying to find identify a new elementary particle, and that, you know, at Columbia or Stanford or someplace like that. And that just did not appeal to me. When I first visited the California coast was the winter after my summer fellowship at Woods Hole. And the contrast, especially in the winter, right? So it was in December around Christmas time. The contrast between the coast of California at La Jolla and the coast of New York just couldn't have been bigger. The geography is so much more appealing. Of course, the weather, which goes without saying. The fact that you could do field work year-round was one of Doug Inman's, who turned into my mentor after I got admitted to Scripps, was one of his main reasons for starting the coastal group at Scripps, because you literally could do field work year-round. And so that whole thing was very appealing. So I ended up at Scripps. Yeah, after I graduated from Scripps, I worked there as an assistant research oceanographer and an academic administrator. I helped Doug Inman and the other faculty set up the Center for Coastal Studies when we became an organized research unit. So I stayed there for 6 years in that capacity. But the handwriting was on the wall. Soft science, soft money research positions are not ideal, let's put it that way. And the handwriting was on the wall that it was going to be difficult in the long run to sustain a research career on soft money. And so when Dick Seymour retired from the state, from Boating and Waterways, the opportunity came up to take the full-time position with the state and at the same time remain at Scripps. The interest in tides and sea level that I've had for over 30 years was motivated by the winter of 1982-83. You might recall that that very severe El Nino winter really made, first of all, El Nino a household word. Coastal erosion and big storm waves, a very popular concept. In other words, everybody knew that coastal processes were at work during that winter. It turned out that there was some really misleading and misinformed media stories about the tidal regime. And there was some implication that maybe there were some tide constituents missing in the West Coast tide predictions. One of Walter Monk's co-workers, Bernie Zettler, was running around trying to quell that. And I happened to have some money from some state funds, right, to support some studies. And so we made some long-range tide predictions, the first time anything like that had ever been published, and showed what the long-term tide cycles were. And so that's how I got interested in that